And now we have letters from the evening news. We have three letters about Norwich this week. The first is from Margaret Home of Frere Road, Norwich, who is astonished at the proposal from the Norwich Society to remove the cobbles from Elm Hill. Are Norwich Society having a laugh? They cannot be serious. Why on earth would they want to remove Elm Hill cobbles? They are famous, mentioned in all the guidebooks, and are beautiful. They are one of the main tourist attractions in Norwich. Why would they want to destroy them? Perhaps it is because of our old friends' health and safety. Perhaps a warning should be positioned at the top and bottom of the street, reminding all souls that it is extremely dangerous and flat shoes should be worn to avoid any cases of mitigation. The cobbles have been taken away in Bow Street and other streets in Norwich. Fair enough, but don't destroy all our heritage. Stop the traffic in Elm Hill by all means, but don't take away the cobbles. Look at Italy. They haven't taken away the cobbles in Pompeii.
The second letter this week responded to another letter from John Booth, who worried about the trees on Kett's Hill. The writer was Yvonne Fuller of Rectory Road in Albury. She said, John Booth is concerned that the views of Norwich from Kett's Hill and from Mousehold are being diminished by increasing numbers of trees. Kett's Hill has the prettiest photos of Norwich I have ever seen, thanks to the lovely trees which not only add gentle green in colour, but soften the hard harshness of the majority of the city's buildings. They do much to absorb the polluted city air, give life essential oxygen in return, and also provide vital homes for wildlife. When we moved to this house in southeast Norfolk 54 years ago, we had distant views in many directions and could see parts of seven churches, were open to the elements and had little wildlife. Now, thanks mainly to trees, we can see only one church, are beautifully sheltered from the northwest to the east, and have much more wildlife to enjoy. Cut the trees down to reclaim our views? No, thank you.
Finally, June Wilson wrote in shock after an early visit to the Forum. I have just been to the library in the Forum to find out that it doesn't open until 10 a.m. This is ridiculous. I usually get to the library just before 9 a.m. and there is always a queue of people waiting for it to open. What a shame, because otherwise our library is excellent. Adults can borrow up to 15 books, use the computers for free. There is a board game session on Tuesday afternoons, a crime book club at 6 p.m. on the third Wednesday of the month, newspapers which can be read for free, and photocopying for 10p. In addition to all this, the staff are friendly and helpful. I hope that they receive lots of complaints and that the library returns to opening at 9 a.m.